Hey everyone, welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. Today I have a pretty cool episode. I'm flying solo today, but I definitely wanted to get this out there and share with you guys what I took away from my 2017 and how I'm going to move forward and use what I learned, what I struggled with to make myself stronger and better for 2018. So the first thing I really thought about when I was thinking, what did I really take away from 2017? This was such a huge year for me. I left school. I pursued a career that I'm absolutely in love with. I grew my social media platform. And I thought, how did I really do these things? And what have I really taken away from them? And these are basically just a list of some of the things that I know have helped me and also have really just made me map out my 2018 and just strive to be bigger and better for next year. So the first thing that I took away when I really realized everything that I've done this year is don't be afraid to ask for help. I was always such a coward when it came to terms of really letting myself loose and just asking somebody to help me out. I had this macho kind of vibe where I was like, you know, I can do this by myself. I don't need anybody else. And then I realized, you know, if I just maybe get someone else to give me some guidance and get almost like a mentor, or even ask my parents or just somebody that can help me, then I can get better. And that's the only way that I'm going to grow and I'm going to learn and have more experiences. When I was first making the decisions when I was in school, whether I wanted to compete and what I really wanted to do with my life, if I had never reached out to the coach that I have now, I don't think I ever would have been able to find my passion for competing and find my passion for personal training. And in addition to that, with everything I have going on as far as moving and just really finding who I am, I don't think if I would have asked my parents for that support or even just emotional support that I really wouldn't be where I am today. So don't be afraid to reach out to somebody, especially if it's something regarding like recovery or if you're just really lost and, you know, you suffer from any kind of mental illness as far as anxiety, depression. Don't be afraid to reach out for help, because if you can't do it alone, there's someone out there that's going to give you support and that's going to encourage you and motivate you and really find the root of what the problem is and how you can honestly get better and just improve yourself, your mental health, and everything overall. So, next, I learned that it's really okay to also be selfish. And what I mean by this is still knowing and being aware of the people around you, but also focusing on your own health and focusing on what you want to accomplish. I learned that when I could focus on making myself a better person, that I could actually reflect that onto other people, reflect it onto the people that I'm close with, my clients, and just over my social media platforms as well. Now, I'm not talking being big-headed and thinking that you're the best person overall around in the gym, just out in public, but I'm just talking being selfish in the term of loving yourself. Constantly working on improving your mental health, your physical health, and just honestly focusing on who you are, because that's going to impact more people in the future and benefit more people after you know that you feel confident in who you are. So another thing I learned actually pretty much coincides with exactly what I just talked about, and that is spreading positivity, because it comes right back around. So if you are focusing on being your best self and you're focusing on really just putting out positive vibes and not really being a Debbie Downer, which I know sounds like it's a walk in the park and that anybody can do it. And of course, I know it takes time to build that up, and that's something that you have to do and set goals along the way in order to be there. But if you focus on waking up in the morning and setting a few goals and just writing down a few things that you're grateful for, maybe an affirmation of self-love or why you're freaking awesome, then you're able to really put into terms what your day is going to be like. If you set the tone at the beginning of the day for what your day is going to look like, then heck, that is what your day is going to be like. And honestly, you can always find the positive in a situation. And I think nowadays the problem is a lot of us just look for the negative and we just really like to complain. I mean, that's not everyone, but if you look at the majority of the population, a lot of people just really have a negative vibe about anything, even if it's something that's so positive and has had such an amazing impact on you. The best thing that you can do is really dig into the situation and think, what did I just learn from that? What can I take away from that? And honestly, if you're reflecting that onto the people around you, it's going to come back. And dude, happiness is just going to spread. Positivity is going to spread. And that is the beauty of positive karma. That's what I'm calling it, because that's honestly what it is. Now, once I think I focused on these types of things, as far as not being afraid to ask for help, being kind of selfish and finding my self-love and my self-worth, I really realized what I needed to do after being comfortable with my mental health and being happy and having positive vibes around me is that I really wanted to achieve the goals that I had set out. And so I realized in order for myself to do this, because I am a type A person, I'm very routined, I actually learned that I am a person who needs to map out my goals. So every morning I actually write down what I have as a goal for myself as far as nutrition, as far as my training, or if it's a rest day, and then as far as my mentality. So I will go ahead and write down what I really want to achieve that day. And in the beginning, what I'll do is I'll actually set a long-term goal. Now I have yearly goals, I have monthly goals, and I have weekly goals. And then I set daily goals in order to reach my long-term goals. I find that being a business owner, managing social media, my friends, family, it just really helps me to be organized and to have a concise plan as to what I want to accomplish and how I'm going to accomplish it. And the best thing that you can do here is I take this away from my certification I got as a personal trainer, but setting SMART goals, being specific, making sure they're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic, and make sure that you set a time for yourself to reach these goals. Because if you're being more specific about your goals and what you actually want to achieve, you can be more specific in the steps and strategies that you need to take in order to achieve those goals. And then right along with that, what you need to do is go the heck after them. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of an example of how I did this. So when I realized that I no longer wanted to waste my time in a class where I wasn't being able to show people their potential, I wasn't living up to my own potential as a coach, as a trainer, what I did was I mapped out what I really wanted to do and made sure that I had a plan. When I was 18, just turning 19, I left school, and the reason was because I had a plan. I had an action to take, and that was that I was going to go and pursue a personal training job in Florida with my sister who lived there. I was going to live with her, and I had it all mapped out. I knew what I wanted to do, and I went after it. I figured, hey, if I fail, I always have a plan B. I can always come back to school. It will always be there for me, but I want to go get some real life experience. And that is exactly what I did. Now, if I would have never taken the initiative to kind of map out what I could be doing and how I could be living up to my potential, then I never would be in the position where I am. I wouldn't have grown my social media to have about 75,000 followers. I wouldn't be an online coach. I wouldn't be making the money that I'm making, living the life that I want to live, and being able to travel with my significant other, move out to California, and pursue everything that I'm really just doing right now. So my advice to you is honestly take what you want to do, take what you're passionate about, and just pursue it. If you are in school, if you have a full-time job, and you know that you want to be maybe personal training on the side, having a baking business, just doing something that you love, a cosmetics, a hairdresser, focus on that maybe 1 to 2 hours out of your day. And eventually it can evolve. I was only online coaching maybe 3 to 4 clients a month, and I ended up turning it into a full-time job for myself, and now I own my own business. So there's no reason why you can't just focus on your side hustle maybe 1 to 2 hours a day, working on perfecting it, working on getting better, and seeing that you truly have a passion and love for it, and turning it into something that is so much bigger. And this again is where help can come into play. Never be afraid to ask mentors or loved ones or anyone to help you, whether it be financially, emotionally, or just knowing that you have support and the backing, which is why social media is awesome, because you can learn so much from things like YouTube and Instagram and just getting more education, and make sure you're talking to people, networking with them so that you can learn more and really just go after what you want. So now moving on to the last thing that I want to talk about that I really took away from 2017 was just being loving and compassionate. I realized that being in the fitness industry, running my own business, that not everyone is going to agree with what you have to say. They're not going to understand your mentality. So that is where it's just really important to be understanding of others and also just be loving. I realize that if we're just nice human beings and we just show each other our compassion, our happiness, that it really doesn't take away from our day. It only enhances it. It takes 2 seconds to compliment someone, whether they're a loved one, a close friend, or a freaking stranger. It takes 2 seconds to make someone else's day. And I just realized that when I give love off and when I give happiness off, just like I had said with positivity, it does come back to you. Along with this, I was totally able to open up my heart this year, and I actually found so much happiness with someone that is so amazing, and I was always so afraid of that, and it's okay to let people in, and I've realized that this year, that it's really okay to let your guard down sometimes and not be so stiff and not be so stubborn. I was just such a stubborn human being all the way up until I realized that, you know, someone else really could make me happy, even though I just wanted to find my own happiness, that it's still possible. So don't be afraid to love, don't be afraid to be compassionate, and really, you can put yourself out there. I'm not saying you have to wear your heart on your sleeve or anything like that, but you'd be amazed at how much happiness someone else could bring you, as well as working on yourself. Now, I realized that I did have to love myself, learn how to be happy by myself before I could love anybody else, which is so important. But now I've realized that I can give that off to somebody, and it's just an amazing feeling. So I am walking into 2018 with a fresh mindset, mapped out goals, and honestly just a really positive attitude. And I hope that you guys can do the exact same thing. So 2017 was a crazy year for me. Like I said, dropped out of school, started a new job, met somebody who's absolutely amazing. He is incredible. And I met so many friends as well and grew my platform on social media, which is so beautiful. And I have you guys to thank so much for that. So hopefully this podcast will help you guys take away something and help you reflect back on your 2017 and how you can have a frickin' bomb 2018. Let's crush it, guys. And any struggles that you have, we will turn them into strengths. Much love, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to stay tuned. I have a few guests coming up on my next few episodes, and I am very excited about it. So much love. Keep striving for strength.